and welcome to the program. Today we are in message number 9 on the importance of sound doctrine. If you can, have your Bible ready. I'm reading in 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning to read at verse number 1, where Paul said, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Who is he charging? The pastor, Timothy. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth. They shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Concerning the truth, Jesus said in John chapter 16 and verse number 3, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. All truth. Now, there's not 9 different truths or 3 different truths. There's one truth. And we are told by Jesus himself that the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. All the issues of today, whether we talk about separation or whether we talk about music or whether we talk about standards of different kinds, the Bible says the Spirit of truth will guide us into all truth. Now, the secret is, are we teachable? The secret is, can we honestly pray this prayer, open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me?
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit
share. Silently
only now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my heart, illumine me. Spirit divine.
We've been talking about the importance of sound doctrine, and in 1 and 2 Timothy, I want to give you the verses before we go on to the book of Titus that have to do with doctrine. First of all, in 1 Timothy 1:3, the pastor was to charge some that they teach no other doctrine. So if someone's teaching false doctrine, it is the pastor's responsibility to expose them. Charge some that they teach no other doctrine, other than sound doctrine. In 1 Timothy 1:10, he refers to if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, we are to expose it. In 1 Timothy 4:6, he talked about being nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine. In chapter 4 and verse 13, he said, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. 1 Timothy 4:16, he said, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, talking to the pastor, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Save thyself? Was Timothy not saved yet? Of course he was saved. It's talking about being saved from the apostasy of the hour, and if the pastor will take heed unto himself and unto the doctrine to continue in them, he'll save himself from this apostasy as well as his church members. 1 Timothy 5:17 said, let the elders or the pastors that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Now, it doesn't say they're worthy of double honor if they double the attendance. It says, especially they that labor in the word and doctrine. In chapter 6 and verse 1 of 1 Timothy, it says that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. 6 and 3, the doctrine which is according to godliness. And then in 2 Timothy 3:10, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, that is the things that Paul was teaching, and they were in line with the scriptures. Then in 2 Timothy 3:16, he said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word with all longsuffering and doctrine. For, he said here in chapter 4 and verse number 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Now we're going to be looking at Titus and what the Bible has to say here concerning the subject of doctrine. And we need to keep in mind that 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus, these books were written to the pastor. I've told our people over the years in our church, you can tell whether I'm doing my job according to the scriptures or not. Just study 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus, and you'll know whether we're doing the things the way God wants them done. In Titus 1 verse 9, it talks about holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainslayers. In chapter 2 and verse 1, he is commanded to speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. In Titus 2 and 7, in all things showing thyself a pattern, he's talking to the pastor, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity. In Titus 2:10, he says, not forlorning, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. So as we get into the book of Titus, and we'll look at it in our next program, we see that Titus was a Greek Christian. He traveled with Paul the Apostle. Galatians 2:1-5 tells us that Titus was Paul's companion. In verse number 1 it says, then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also, but neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised, and that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us to bondage. Now notice it says that the problem they were having there, and Titus was traveling back there at Galatia with Paul the Apostle. He says, Titus was with me, verse number 2 and verse number 1. But the problem was false brethren. Did you get that? 2 Corinthians 11:26, when Paul in chapter 11 is talking about all the perils he had, from shipwreck to being whipped and so on, he also mentions in perils among false brethren. And then he says in verse number 5, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. And so in Galatians chapter 2, we see Titus was traveling with Paul. And also in 2 Corinthians 8:23, we see Titus was Paul's companion. He said, whither any do inquire of Titus, he is my partner and my fellow helper. And so in our next program, we'll get into this letter that was written to the pastor, to Titus, as he was working there on the island of Crete. Well, this is all simply a bunch of head knowledge, unless we can honestly pray this prayer. Have thine own way, Lord. Not my way. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay.